I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Birmingham City Council has passed a resolution increasing the minimum wage to more than $10 an hour. APR's Alex Aubuchon reports it won't happen all at once.
The Birmingham City Council passed an ordinance during their meeting today that will eventually increase the city's minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Council President Jonathan Austin proposed the measure. It'll raise the minimum wage to $8.50 by July of next year and then to $10.10 by July 2017. And the door is left open for future increases. The ordinance calls for annual adjustments based on changes in the city's cost of living. Alabama doesn't have a state minimum wage, so the federal floor of $7.25 is the standard. Someone currently working 40 hours a week at minimum wage in Birmingham makes around $15,000 per year. Council members also voted to more than double their salary earlier this month. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is making a stop in Mobile Friday. The city's mayor office has confirmed the reality TV star and real estate mogul will make an appearance at the Mobile Civic Center. The event is suggested to be a town hall-style meeting. The event is set to start at 7 p.m. with the doors opening up at 5:30. If it's the first time a frontrunner for the White House, she'll make a stop in Lower Alabama. More than 150 restaurants are participating in the fourth annual Alabama Restaurant Week. The event will continue through this Sunday. Participating restaurants are offering reduced-priced lunch and dinner menus. The Alabama Tourism Department is also promoting culinary weekends to cities like Birmingham. Gray Brennan is the regional director of the Alabama Tourism Department. He says it is a convenient way for customers to try out new restaurants.
For customers, it's fantastic. You don't need a coupon. You don't have to remember to bring anything to a restaurant. All you have to do is just show up and say, hey, can you show me your menu and what do you have special for Alabama Restaurant Week?
Specials start at $5, $10, and $15 for lunch with dinner prices from $10, $20, or $30. Restaurants will provide their original menus as well. And Bluebell Creameries will resume distributing ice cream to select markets in Texas and Alabama this month. The company halted sales and production following listeria contamination. Bluebell in April voluntarily recalled all products after its treats were linked to 10 listeria illnesses in four states, including three deaths in Kansas. Now let's have the latest weather forecast from WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, includes a mostly cloudy sky. The chance for showers and storms will continue overnight. Also, some patchy fog. For Wednesday, a good chance for rain and storms. Not going to rain the entire day, but some locally heavy downpours likely Wednesday, Thursday, and on Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.
88 in Florence, Tuscaloosa, and Mobile, 93 in Selma, 91 in Montgomery, 82 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 77 in Huntsville. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.